Greetings and welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I, of course, am your host, Steve Nordyke. And with me today in the lunchtime podcast mobile is Josh the Puma.
Thanks, Steve, for having me on your show. Can't wait to talk some fantasy football.
All right, let's get into it. Glad you could be here in the vehicle. Okay. Please contact me at Average Joe's Fantasy, AVG, Joe's Fantasy at yahoo.com. Send me questions. Let's build a fantasy community together. Baseball, basketball, football, whatever season it is. Email us. Let us know what your thoughts are. Also, we have a league coming up of Average Joe's listeners with me, the Puma, and anybody else who can join up. It'll be the first 12 people. It is July 8th. That's a Sunday at 7 p.m. Again, July 8th at 7 p.m. The league will be called Average Joe's. And we'll have a little password that we'll send out to you next week. Because actually, this week. So I'm doing a live draft this Friday, the 31st. I'll be doing a 12-man Yahoo League, $20 league. And then I'll do that live and I'll post it next week for you guys to listen to. Maybe that'll help you in your drafts. So, let's get into it. Josh the Puma, you ready?
I am all set.
We'll start with quarterbacks. We're going to do some rankings first. We'll go through our rankings, talk about who we like, talk about sleepers, players we feel are being overdrafted. Again, we have zero qualifications to do this podcast, and if you listen to us, you're guaranteed to win every league because of that. Do you guarantee it?
Guaranteed it.
All right, he guaranteed it. He makes more than I do, so we can talk to him if you are upset with your advice you get. All right, quarterbacks. I have Aaron Rodgers, number one, Russell Wilson, number two, Tom Brady, three, Deshaun Watson, four, Kirk Cousins, five, Cam Newton, six, Carson Wentz, seven, Garoppolo, eight, Roethlisberger, nine, and Drew Brees, 10th. Now, out of these 10, I'm looking for a guy who I can draft and be the number one quarterback overall, number one player overall. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers has a great chance of that. He's a great team. He's always been a great quarterback. But I'm not taking a quarterback in the second round or third round. I want a guy I can get later. Somebody in the fifth, sixth, seventh round who could still be that number one quarterback. And that's why I'm looking at Cousins. That's why I'm looking at Wentz out of this group. And I like Garoppolo as well. So those are the three guys I'm going to be targeting out of these 10. What do you think, Josh?
I would disagree with your top 10 just by off by one. I would put Goff up in there. He's got some weapons again, and I think he proved himself last year. And if anything, the defense was amped up, so I think he's going to be out on the field a little bit more. I would personally change him out with Roethlisberger. Nothing against Roethlisberger. I think he's going to have another solid year too. But I think Goff. I think he's got a real good chance to be in the top 10.
And it comes with Goff. I mean, the concern I have with Goff is that he has Todd Gurley, and he has so many weapons that if the Rams jump out to a big lead, it just becomes handoff central. And Goff might get, you know, 21, 24 throws a game. I mean, their defense is great. They should have a lot of, I mean, it should be great. They should have a lot of leads. That's my really only concern with Goff. I mean, he was outstanding last year. And if it comes to Goff or Brees, you know, it'd be a tough call for me. Goff, Brees, or Roethlisberger. I mean, Goff has higher upside, I think, but Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer. Roethlisberger is a borderline Hall of Famer. It's just, you know, personal preference, really, with those three. But Goff should have the higher ceiling because he is younger and he has new weapons, and he could do well, so that's a good point there. Cousins, you know, I love Cousins. He's my favorite quarterback here out of this group. Looking at, could be the number one player overall. Great receivers, great running back, great system. And, you know, he's the guy that I want to get most out of any of these. Let's talk about the next group here. So number 11. We're looking at Goff. Number 12, we're looking at Stafford. 13, Pat Mahomes. 14, Marcus Mariota. 15, Case Keenum. 16, Luck. 17, Derek Carr. 18, Matt Ryan. 19, Jameis Winston. 20, Dak Prescott. Josh, what are your thoughts?
Well, the one name that I've kind of done some research on that really stands out to me is Derek Carr for the Raiders. I know he was injured last year, but if you look at his stats, for the last four seasons, he's put up anywhere from 3,200 yards to 4,000 and thrown anywhere from 22 to 32 touchdowns. The upside for him for this year is they've added a strong receiving core. I'd say it's got to be the one of the best now in the AFC for sure. He's got Jordy Nelson, Amari Cooper, and Bryant. And I don't think I need to say any more about that receiving core.
No, Derek Carr is definitely a nice pick later. You know, in these Yahoo leagues where you're getting one quarterback, I mean, there's just so many opportunities to draft a guy who could be a number one player overall or a top five player overall. And Derek Carr is certainly one of those guys. You know, I'm not taking Aaron Rodgers in the second round or beginning of the third round when I can get Derek Carr, who could either be just as good or outperform him or be slightly below. I mean, you're looking at Aaron Rodgers' neighborhood with Derek Carr. Obviously, you have no guarantees with him or how he responds to the new coach or the new receivers. You know, it could just completely fall apart. But if you're talking about an 8th round, 9th round, 10th round guy, Derek Carr is certainly someone to look at. You know, and on top of that, in this group, you know, I like Case Keenum a lot. You know, I think Denver's a good spot for him to be. He's got some decent receivers there. And I think he could really, you know, be a steal later in the draft. You know, when it comes to quarterbacks, I'm only looking for value and I'm only looking for steals. I'm not taking Russell Wilson super high. If Wilson's in the 5th or 6th round, I may take him, but I'll most likely be looking at the bottom half of the draft for my starting quarterback, and I'm only going to take, you know, one. I'm not going to load my roster up with backup quarterbacks who I can just pick up off of waivers. What is your strategy about quarterbacks here, Josh?
Well, over the last couple of years, I've gone two ways with the quarterbacks. One year was to get one of the top five quarterbacks. When you do that, you suffer at obviously the other positions, running back and receiver. So I think, you know, the points are there for the top quarterbacks, but then on the other end, when you have the quarterbacks that you're looking for that are in between 11 and 20, you're hoping for an upside and that they don't get hurt. That way you can boost your roster with the running backs and receivers and tight ends that you're looking for in the early rounds. So I think this year, I like what I see in between 10 and 20. I think I'm going to take a chance and skip out on those early quarterbacks. Unless I can get Rodgers, Wilson, Cousins, any one of those players, like maybe in the 4th, 5th round, and I already established my running backs and receivers, that's the way I would go. But other than that, I think I'll wait on those quarterbacks.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that assessment. I mean, there's no reason for me to take Roethlisberger when there's Carr or Mariota or Case Keenum available, you know, two or three, four or five rounds later. There's just no reason to make that big investment early on. Now, it's up to you if you want to. I mean, if you want to take Rodgers, go ahead. But you're going to be really thin on receiver or running back later in the draft. And quarterback is just so deep. There's just so many other opportunities here with the quarterback position that would really be you'd really miss out on wide receiver and running back if you took one of these guys early. Whew. All right, let's go to running back. Running back, I have Todd Gurley number 1. I have Ezekiel Elliott 2. David Johnson 3. Le'Veon Bell 4. Kareem Hunt 5. Saquon Barkley 6. Leonard Fournette 7. Alvin Kamara 8. Gordon from San Diego 9. And McCaffrey 10. Now, out of these 10, these are the guys I do want to invest in. I want to invest in Elliott, definitely. He's the one, out of these top four running backs, Elliott's the guy I'm really going to go for if I had the chance to. I mean, these guys are going to be the top four picks. So if I'm number 4 and Elliott falls to me, great. If I'm number 1, I'll probably take Gurley. But Elliott's the one of these four that I think really is going to bounce back strong. You know, he was a bit of a disappointment last year, you could say. A lot of people lost their leagues because of him. So I think, you know, his focus on the game and Dallas's recommitment to the running game is really going to help him out. I love Barkley. End of the first round, beginning of second round, I love him. Fournette, the same thing. So if you're picking 9, 10, or 11, 12 back-to-back, taking those two dudes would really set you apart from the rest of the league. Puma?
I'd like to piggyback off on that. I just did a mock draft a couple days ago, and I was number 2. I did take Elliott. I like that pick there. And like you said, you know, if you're number 1, I'm really kind of on the fence. Do I go with Gurley or am I going, you know, with the workhorse? Not to say that Gurley's not a workhorse, but I mean, I think we've all seen what Elliott's done in the two seasons he's been with Dallas. But one thing I want to point out is in the draft that I just did, the mock, they had Kamara go at 5 and Johnson go to 6, which I thought was kind of ballsy on that person at 5 to pull that trigger there. But I was pretty surprised at that.
I'm just not a fan of Kamara. I mean, I had him last year. I won leagues because of him. But he's not going to be the sole back. He's not going to be the workhorse back. And someone getting 15 to 18 touches a game just concerns me. It really makes me nervous to invest that high of a pick in him. He's going to go in the top 10, no doubt. He's going to probably go top 7. But I'm not going to be the one taking him. And the same thing with Le'Veon Bell. I mean, last year he started off slow. His first couple games he was out of shape. He missed preseason. He's going to do the same thing this year. And I'm not going to be the guy who drafts Bell and starts the season off 1-3. You know, I'm going to be the guy who is 3-1 trying to take Bell from the guy who starts off 1-3. Because I'm drafting running back depth. I'm looking for lotto tickets late in the draft that I can pair with somebody else to steal Elliott later. Because someone who drafts Elliott second or first, they're going to be disappointed when he comes out of the gate slow. You know, 50 yards his first game, 40 yards the second game. It's going to be disappointing. They're going to be depressed, and they're going to be a little bit antsy. And if you could trade him a couple of guys that are making impacts, it might be a trade that you could pull off. So that's my top 10. Let's go down the list. LeSean McCoy, 11. Dalvin Cook, 12. Rashad Penny, 13. Devonta Freeman, 14. Jerick McKinnon, 15. Ronald Jones II, 16. Alex Collins, 17. Jay Ajayi, 18. Joe Mixon, 19. And Marlon Mack, 20. Puma, who do you like on this list?
Well, I think my sleeper for running backs here would be Alex Collins. I've got some stats over his last year. 15 games, rushed 212 attempts, just under 1,000 yards. He had nearly a 5-yard average with 6 touchdowns.
That's hard to do.
23 receptions, so, you know, they don't really throw it to him much out of the backfield, but he does have an opportunity to catch the ball. And with his average draft pick, what I looked up, he's at 40. I think you get him a little earlier than that. The only downside to this is Harbaugh has said, you know, maybe he isn't our total go-to guy. That scares me a little bit, but I do like the upside and the risk to drafting Collins.
Yeah, and when you're down that far in the draft, if you're drafting later in the first round and you don't get one of these top 4 running backs, and you're sitting in round 4 or round 3 or round 5, and you've either got one running back or none, I mean, Collins is the guy you want to roll the dice on. You know, Harbaugh is a little bit waffling on his commitment there, but Collins is the kind of the guy who could get 250 carries and 12 touchdowns, you know, especially with Flacco not being able to throw as far as I can. So Collins is the guy I'm looking at definitely as well. I like Rashad Penny. I don't know if Seattle's going to force the ball into his hands a lot, you know, force the carries, but if they do, he could have a tremendous season. And he may be a little bit overdrafted. I mean, if you're taking Rashad Penny in the late second round, that's overdrafting him. If you get him in the fourth, that's about right, late third, fourth. Guys who are also being overdrafted is probably Jerick McKinnon. I love him in San Francisco. I think he's going to have a huge year. If I can get McKinnon in the fourth, I'm all over it. I also love Marlon Mack, but he's also climbing up the average draft position. You know, if I can get him in the seventh or eighth, he could have a really, really nice year.
One thing I want to touch on here, Steve, is LeSean McCoy. Yeah, he's getting a little bit older, but this should be his last year in Buffalo, and now they've brought in a couple quarterbacks that can actually throw the ball. I'm not downplaying Tyrod. I think he did a pretty good job of holding on to the ball, not turning it over in Buffalo. But now teams have got to respect the pass, which I think should just open up things for McCoy. And when I did my mock draft, not only did I take Elliott the second pick overall, when he came back, I got him right in the end of the second round. So I thought that was a steal for me. But I think he could do some pretty good things on his last year in Buffalo.
Yeah, McCoy's a nice player. I've never drafted him because I'm always afraid he's going to get hurt, which, you know, may or may not have helped me in the past. But, if you're looking at the end of the second round, being the third and he's there, then I would definitely consider LeSean McCoy. I don't think he's going to be there in a lot of drafts. I think he's going to go in the mid to early second round. I think a lot of guys are going to freak out once they see, like, 8 or 9 or 10 running backs go in the top 12 positions. So McCoy is going to be, I think, overdrafted, in my opinion. Same with Devonta Freeman. I'm not a fan of him and his concussion history. You know, that's why I'd be looking towards Rashad Penny and McKinnon, guys who are relatively injury-free, guys who are in new roles and new teams, who could really, you know, outperform the second five of this top 10 group. Let's see what else we got here. Ronald Jones the second in Tampa Bay, also another guy who could be a workhorse, along with Collins and along with Marlon Mack. Those are the three running backs I'm looking at in the second round. If I'm not able to get one early, I'm going to load up on receiver and I'm going to stock up on these middle round guys, you know, 4 or 5 of these sleeper running backs, hoping for a couple lotto tickets there. Because I'm just not going to draft LeSean McCoy 9th. I refuse to. So if I have to take a receiver, if I'm backed into a corner and I have to take Julio Jones 9th or 10th or 11th because there's no other running backs there, you know, I'm fine with that. I'll go down with Ronald Jones or Marlon Mack or Collins or some combination of any of these 4 or 5 guys we're going to talk about. Because some of these guys are going to produce, some of them aren't. And if you've got 5 or 6 lotto tickets, you're going to hit. And if you hit with a couple of sweet receivers, your team's going to be in a good position to compete for the league anyway. Let's go down to these next 10. We got Jordan Howard, Aaron Jones, Darius Geis, C.J. Anderson. I put Nick Chubb and Carlos Hyde together because I don't know who's going to get the carries. Derrick Henry, Marshawn Lynch, Tevin Coleman, and Lamar Miller. Those are really the last half of my running back spots. Out of that group, Jordan Howard, I like him. I don't like that he's possibly could lose carries or lose his job. Aaron Jones out of the Green Bay backfield, I think he's the best one. I'll have Jamal Williams on my teams too, just because, you know, like I said, it's a lotto ticket. But I think Aaron Jones is the most talented one. Darius Geis could have a really big year. We know that Alex Smith can't throw the ball really well. They're going to have to rely on a running back. And Geis could be the one. C.J. Anderson in Carolina could be the same thing. They haven't had a good runner there in a long, long time.
I like to say with these bottom half running backs, it's kind of a crapshoot. Only because I feel a lot of them are questionable to who's going to get the carry. Like C.J. Anderson, how many carries is he going to get versus McCaffrey? You know, it's almost like it's a A and B running back situation there, kind of like Kamara and, help me out here,
Ingram. But the difference here is that Kamara is going 7th, and Ingram will also go in the top 4 rounds, more than likely. I mean, I don't have him on my list at all because I'm not going to draft him, but he's been going 3rd, 4th round. Whereas you're looking at C.J. Anderson, you're going to get him in like the 9th, 10th round. So I don't have any problem with taking the second half of a split if he's in the 9th, 10th round and could get 10 or 12 touchdowns, because McCaffrey is not going to be a 25-carry guy a game. He is more like Alvin Kamara is. You know, so if McCaffrey gets 15 to 18 touches, or maybe more 12 to 15 touches, you're going to have somebody pound him in at the goal line, somebody to establish the run, and that's going to be someone like C.J. Anderson. If he's getting 15 to 20 touches a game, he could produce, you know, 80, 85, 90 yards, touchdown. That's solid, and that's great production coming at the back half of the draft. So, you know, you look at it compared to those two, it could be a similar split, but Mark Ingram had a great year last year. You know, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, if he's going to get drafted in the 4th round this year, missing the first 4 games, I'll take CJ all day long. Same with Nick Chubb and Carlos Hyde. I'll take them both, you know, late in the draft. Why not? If I can get them both, I'll take them both. One of them's going to have to outperform the other one. And they're both, you know, they're not going to both get the same amount of carries. Same with Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. Deion Lewis is not going to be the every down guy. And Derrick Henry has shown he is the dynamic running back. You know, if you could get him 8, 9, 10, you could have enough first round guy next year. So that's where I sit on those running backs. Anything to add?
Nope, I think we nailed it there.
Well, that's one way to put it. Now let's go to wide receiver. Number 1, Antonio Brown. 2, Julio Jones. 3, Odell. 4, DeAndre Hopkins, 5. Michael Thomas, 6. Devontae Adams, 7. Keenan Allen, 8. Michael Evans, 9. A.J. Green, and 10. Doug Baldwin. Puma, lead us down the path.
Well, you really can't go wrong with the top three. I mean, some people might mix them up a little bit, but I think Antonio Brown has proven himself since he's been in the league, along with Julio Jones. Beckham, he was injured along with Brown last year and Jones, but I feel better with Antonio Brown and Julio Jones, who's throwing them the ball more than who's throwing Beckham the ball. I don't have a lot of faith in Eli Manning, and I think the Giants feel the same way about him. From there, 4 to 8, it could be a crapshoot. I felt like Michael Thomas was in between a 4 and a 5 because he's got Breeze throwing him the ball. And I gave Mike Evans a number 8 ranking because I think he's a stud, but again, not a lot of faith in who's throwing him the ball. So if you can't make those throws, it's hard for me to want to rank those guys up high. But I mean, for performance and what that guy has for athletic ability, he's there. He just needs to maybe find somebody else that's going to be more accurate throwing the ball.
Now, as far as receivers, I agree with you for most of that. Antonio Brown's the number 1 receiver. He'll go 5th or 6th in every draft. Julio Jones can be number 2. He'll probably go anywhere from 6 to 12, really. More likely 8 to 12. Odell, anywhere from 8 to 16 or 17. But DeAndre Hopkins could be the best one of the bunch. When he was with Deshaun last year, he was the best receiver in the league. And as long as Deshaun Watson is behind center, DeAndre Hopkins is going to get a ton of targets. And he's great. He's amazing. So if I'm looking at a receiver, and I'm picking in the back half of that first round, I wouldn't mind. I mean, if all the running backs are gone and I'm left with, McCaffrey to choose from, then I'm looking at receiver, and I'm looking at DeAndre Hopkins, and I'm looking at Odell. I like Julio a lot. I love Antonio Brown, but they're probably both going to be gone by then. But Odell and DeAndre could really set your team up to get some of these mid-round running back lotto ticket types and put you in a position to definitely outperform your draft position here. Michael Thomas, I like him a lot, but I'm not taking him at the end of the first round or beginning of the second round. Devontae Adams, I like him a lot. He could be a really solid top 2 or 3 receiver by the end of the year. Keenan Allen always gets a ton of targets. So he could definitely outperform his 7th ranking here. And you could be looking at Keenan Allen next year in the first round. Mike Evans, I think he's going to be way overdrafted. I'm not a fan of Mike Evans. I'm not a fan of Jameis Winston. I'm not a fan of that entire organization. But I don't like Mike Evans, and I'm not going to have him on any team. But that said, if somebody drafts Mike Evans, I may, in the beginning part of the year, when Tampa Bay starts struggling, I may try to scoop him up. Evans is the kind of guy that I would be looking for after that first couple of games. If he starts off slow, I don't mind trading for him. I mean, all these guys I would trade for. Someone like Mike Evans and Michael Thomas, they have the potential to start off slow. They're adjusting to new roles. They're adjusting to new people. And these guys could be impacted. Evans could definitely, start off 50, 40, 20 yards in a game for the first couple. Same with Michael Thomas, and I'll be all over them. And Doug Baldwin, I just don't think he's that great. He gets the targets, but I'm not a big fan of Doug Baldwin, and I've never had him on any team. Let's go 11 through 20. Stephon Diggs, Demaryius Thomas, Tyreek Hill, Josh Gordon, Adam Thielen, Larry Fitzgerald, T.Y. Hilton, Amari Cooper, Alshon Jeffrey, Allen Robinson, Puma Go.
Well, 11 through 16, you're looking at guys that have brand new quarterbacks. Right there, I'm already a little iffy to pull the trigger on some of those guys. Not to say they don't have the talent, but there's no connection there. And it's kind of been proven before when you have a stud receiver and you bring in somebody else, another quarterback that's going to take over for an injured starter or bring in a brand new quarterback, they just don't have the same stats. So, I mean, I like Diggs. I like Adam Thielen. I like Hill. But I don't know where the ball will be spread around and how that connection is. You know, it's almost like flipping a coin with the Vikings. Who will Cousins throw the ball to the most? Diggs or Thielen? Or even, I mean, a tight end when we talk about tight ends later. It's just, you're going to have to take a chance with one of them and see if it pays off. That's my thought on that.
No, I agree. You know, with Case Keenum last year, Diggs and Thielen kind of split it up a little bit because Keenum's just not that good. But I think Cousins, you could have 2,000-yard receivers here easily with his arm. He's going to air it out. He's not going to do this dink and dunk, you know, 5-yard passes thing. He's going to air it out to both these guys. So I wouldn't love to have them both in the same team, obviously for bye week reasons. But either one of them, I don't think you can go wrong. Demaryius Thomas, I think he'll do better than last year. I get nervous because every time I watch him play, he drops the ball. Tyreek Hill, like Josh was saying, you know, I don't know how Patrick Mahomes is going to react behind center. I don't know how he's going to throw the ball. And a new quarterback coming in, you know, starting his first game really, makes me nervous that he's going to air it out. I would be much more confident to draft Kelce than I would to draft Tyreek Hill, because I think a tight end is a new quarterback's best friend. Josh Gordon, you know, Tyrod doesn't really throw the ball very far. So Josh Gordon, I think, could suffer. Larry Fitzgerald is super old, so I just don't like old guys. I never draft him. I'm always worried that when I draft him, they're going to fall off the cliff, and I think this could be the year that Fitzgerald falls off that cliff. T.Y. Hilton was not great last year in almost every game. In some games, he was a Hall of Famer.
And you got a question, too, if Luck is coming back. That's a big question mark right there.
Right. No one knows his status, and I don't think that the Colts even know his status. Amari Cooper should do better, but he drops the ball too much. Alshon Jeffery is older. He's got a little bit of injury problems. And Jeffery's probably going to be overdrafted. And Allen Robinson, out of this whole group, Allen Robinson will be the guy that I'm looking at in Chicago. You know, Trubisky's could do really well this year. Chicago could, you know, it's kind of a reach, but Chicago could be a surprise of that division. And Allen Robinson will certainly lead the charge. He's a great receiver. So I'd look for Allen Robinson to outperform a lot of these guys. And out of this 10, he's the guy I'd be targeting the most. But as I was mentioning earlier in the running backs, if you don't get a receiver early, and if you don't take one of these top guys, you're going to be stuck with Alshon Jeffery and Amari Cooper as your number one and two receiver, possibly, or worse. That's a position that, you know, really you don't want to be in. Because, I mean, if you draft a number three receiver, he's just not going to get the targets. You know, he's just not going to get the ball enough to make himself fantasy relevant. So I don't mind. I mean, if I'm taking number one, I'm taking a running back. But if I'm 7 or 8, I'm going to look at a receiver. And just because there's these 11 to 20 guys, or especially the 15 to 20 guys or 16 to 20 guys, you are slim pickings down there, and it doesn't get much better after the top 20. So that's my thought on receiver. Puma?
I've got nothing else.
All right, let's go to tight end here.
We've got, I'll just say the top five, first of all, and then kind of go from 6 to 10. But I like Ertz at 1. I think he kind of proved himself last year. 2, Kelce, 3, Gronk, 4, Graham, and 5, Rudolph. And you might want to ask me, you know, why is Gronk, we got him ranked number 1, there's a little bit of question mark there. Obviously, is he coming back to play? Is he going to be healthy? He usually has he's injury prone. Well, I'm not willing to roll the dice on him when I know that Kelce and Ertz are pretty much tight end studs. It would be close for me if Gronk was still there. I might take Graham over Gronk only because I've seen what Rodgers has done with average tight ends in the past. And, you know, Graham is definitely not an average tight end. And then I got 5, Rudolph from the Vikings. I think he's due for a breakout year with Cousins throwing him the ball.
So these rankings I definitely have a little bit of an issue with. Matt, I think Gronk's the number one tight end overall. And I understand where the Puma's coming from, but Gronk is number one, pretty clearly in my book. But I'm not taking him. I'm not going to take him in the second round. So he may be the number one tight end, but he's not going to be the number one tight end on my team. So, you know, I may put him number one, but I'd be looking more towards what the rankings have here. You know, I definitely would rather have Kelce later than Gronk earlier, because Gronk is going to be a late first round. Somebody at the turn will take Gronk, or somebody, you know, picking the early second round will take Gronk, you know. And it's not going to be me. I'd be looking at Kelce in the third or fourth, because Kelce's a stud. I think Mahomes is going to throw to him all day long. Ertz had a little bit of an issue last year, staying healthy, but he's great. And Jimmy Graham is more of a roll of the dice. I mean, if you're getting Jimmy Graham in the sixth round, you could get the number one tight end. So I like Jimmy Graham as well. Rudolph, I don't like because he's older, and I just don't think he has that much skill. But he catches touchdowns all day long, so you can't really argue with that. 6-10, you're looking at Greg Olsen, Evan Engram, Kittle, Walker, and Cameron Brate. Puma?
Well, some may question why I put Kittle at 8, but I think Garoppolo throwing to him last year, I think he kind of established a connection in the final 2-3 games where, you know, Kittle was picked up from waivers a ton just to kind of fill in because he was producing points. And I think with that connection that they already established last year, I think he's due for a breakout year. And that might be the tight end you get in the 10th round. Say it's the 10th round, and, you know, you've already established your quarterback, your running backs, your receivers, and you're just ready to make the next step with a tight end. I don't think I don't think it'd be a stretch grabbing him that late in the draft.
Now, tight end's a position that I generally don't invest in early. You know, like I said, I don't get Gronk ever. I've traded for him, but I've never drafted him really high because I hate drafting a tight end that high. If Gronk's in the third round, maybe I'd consider it. But I'm going to be looking more towards Evan Engram late, and he's the guy that I want the most. I mean, Eli can't throw the ball very far, but he can certainly throw it 15 yards to Engram. And Engram was pretty dang good last year. So I think he's going to do much better this year. Barkley can take some of that pressure off the front and open things up down the middle there for Engram, especially to get touchdowns. So he's the guy I like the most out of this group. Olsen, injured last year. You know, I'd like him if you can get him late. All these guys are about getting him late. But I think Engram has the most potential out of any of these 10. As far as defenses and kickers go, I mean, you're not going to draft them early. Draft them late. You know, once you got your positions all set up, I'd never draft defenses early. I never draft kickers early. You know, once you're solidified, I'm not going to take a defense over one of these lotto ticket running backs. You're not going to take a defense over, you know, Alshon Jeffrey or Allen Robinson early. So I'm taking a defense when my team is pretty solid. There's nobody left that could potentially be a first-round talent the following year. And the same with kickers. It's just not a big deal for kickers. You can always interchange them off of waivers or whatever. Anything to add on those there, Puma?
I've got nothing. I think we wrapped that up pretty good.
All right. If anybody has any questions, again, you can email me or the Puma at averagejoes@yahoo.com. That's avgjoes@yahoo.com. Any questions, any comments, if you want to attack our rankings, go ahead. We are open for business. Again, we are having a Average Joe's draft. It'll be a $10 league on July 8th at 7 p.m. It'll be for Average Joe's. That's what the league is called. And for Average Joe's. And it's going to be a 12-team league. Roto draft, snake draft. So thank you all for listening. Thank you, the Puma, for being on our show today in the car at lunch.
Thanks for having me.
It'll never happen again. Good luck.